One of the things I didn't mention that I should maybe, and that is we are transitioning. Abby's our only daughter that's gone with, or only child that's gone with. The other six are on this side of the world. And because of that, we have chosen to spend 8 months in Asia, 4 months here, and that's just a guide at this point out of a year. So we'll be back and forth a bit more frequent, interacting with our children and grandchildren, and at the same time trying to accomplish the needs in Thailand. So pray for us during that time. Our return date at this point, it's cheaper to get a round trip ticket, so we have a return date of December 22nd. We'll probably be in the area about a month over that time, is what we're anticipating at this point. And then I'm not sure what the Lord says beyond that. So again, continue to pray for us. You'll see us probably a bit more frequently than you had pre-COVID. The last year you saw us quite a bit, but pray for us around there. As I was thinking last evening, after being asked yesterday if I would consider challenging you all here this morning, I've been studying on faith and what that really means. Last evening my thoughts went that direction, and in that process the Lord prompted me to give a bit of a background of my faith journey. And it is a journey that continues. And I would say, as I go through this, and I'm going to be brief, we are going to try and be done, not extend it to, what was it? I forget the last time. So we're going to end it here shortly. But as I go through that, as I look at the past and what God has done, and I look at biblical characters and how God has built faith in them, I am challenged with, again, the whole concept of knowing who He is. Our God is a wonderful God, even in the midst of difficulty. And some of you have gone through some pretty deep challenges and can attest to that. Years ago, as a teenager, as I looked again at my past, a pillar that stood out was, as a teenager, I went to see, and for those of you that are older, remember Sight and Sound as a small theater where you could go and see all kinds of gospel, religious, good movies. And I went there one, I forget if it was a Saturday evening or whatever, but to see Ordinary Guy. And it left a tremendous impact on my life. I walked away from there committed to the fact of being more than an ordinary Christian. And I see that as a tremendous pillar of where God was leading and how God was leading in my life. I didn't understand what that meant. Ordinary to me at that point had a negative sense, but I didn't really know why that was there. I wanted to be more than that, and it was probably more my own walk at that point. I recognized that God was calling me beyond where I was at the given time. So as I look at the word ordinary, as I use the word ordinary this morning, I am not trying to indicate that the that the group of individuals around us that are Christian and are deemed somewhat in your expectation what a Christian should be, is anything wrong or what God wants doesn't want happening? Ordinary to me at that point was something beyond what I was experiencing. And I had dedicated my life to the Lord prior to that. I was walking a vibrant Christian life. It wasn't like I was dissatisfied with life as a whole. But God had called me, and I see that, even though I didn't understand, I see that as a pillar. From there, he continued to pressure me and push me towards himself. And looking back on that, the one thing that I gleaned from that was that I needed to know him. If I was going to walk a life of faith, I needed to know him. And I see that even in today's life. Do I know my Lord? I love my Lord. Do I know him? And you can answer that in all kinds of ways. I expect to know him even in a greater way than what I've experienced so far. And the ultimate will be in glory. And, you know, I, again, picture glory. And you can refute this. I can't point to the Bible for this. But I see eternity with getting an understanding of who he is and what he has done and is doing. I don't see eternity as a church service, although there may be church services. I don't see eternity as constantly or always being on my knees, and yet I will be doing that. I believe eternity will be so glorious that there will not be a monotonous, boring, uncomfortable place in it. Now, as I grasped that as a young teenager or young adult and pursued to get to know him in a greater way, he called me into commitments with him. And one of the things that was, again, in my past as I think about it, it was a call to faith. And that is, I had gone into business at that point. And suddenly he called me to give up beyond the 10% that was biblical based. And again, we don't have time to go into all of that. But it was a stretch. I had commitments to meet that at a time I didn't know how it was going to happen. And God intervened and made those happen. And it was a faith builder. As I went into a dating relationship with my wife, Mary Ellen, again, we recognized God's hand on us and the call in our future, and committed to the fact that we would not ever position ourselves to a point that we could not in a moment follow him somewhere else. Again, a faith builder. When we made that commitment, it was real. I recognized the love that I had towards business. And in my mind at that point, that meant that you had to be rooted in it to make it to establish it and to make it successful. I had to give that up. That didn't mean that I didn't go into business. God granted us, we went into business. Soon after we were married, I started a general contracting business, which I had been in as a foreman for another individual prior to that. So I knew the industry quite well. Went into that. Within a short period of time, God tested us and asked us to move to Haiti and give up. Again, as I look over my past, as we make commitments towards Him, God wants to root that. God wants to challenge that so that we build, so that it becomes more than just a commitment. It becomes a faith ride for us, if you want to call it that, a faith journey for us. God continues to do that, and we went through multiple challenges in life, including our son being shot just prior to going to Asia. What was God doing? Again, building a person that had desire to know Him. As I look at faith today, the words that come to my mind as I look at faith is trust and obedience. And they are pillars in faith. And I don't want to diminish that. Without trust, without obedience, well, without obedience, you're going to struggle with trust. And without trust, you're going to struggle with obedience. So those interact very, very closely. But faith is so much more than that. And I want to take you just real briefly to Hebrews chapter 11. The first verse, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." In other words, faith is in the unknown, is talking about the unknown. But I find it interesting, and I'm not going to elaborate here this morning heavily on it, but I find it interesting that he says, "Now faith is the substance," and this is out of the New King James. Faith is the substance of things that you hoped for. It's that tangible thing of things that you've hoped for. And I'm going to let it at that, because I, over the last 2 weeks, week and a half, I've been mulling over that. What is really tangible here? What is the substance that he's talking about? The evidence of things that you want, things hoped for. I believe that faith is much more than just trust and believing. I believe faith is the power to accomplish the supernatural. That's a whole subject on its own. I believe that faith is the power to accomplish a passionate lifestyle for Him, for Christ. And I believe that faith is the power to bring heaven onto earth. And where do I get that? And again, I'm going to let those subjects, Luke, I always say, I've said this numerous times, you pastors will have to pick it up if you get too many questions from the rest. But it's a great subject to really wrestle through. Who is God? What is His purpose on this earth? And how do you fit into that? Hebrews chapter 11, again, the faith chapter, and I'll just read a couple verses where I get some of this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. And what more shall I say? And this is after he gave a whole list of patriarchs and their faith. And then he says, what more shall I say? For the same would fail me to tell you of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets. In other words, he didn't even list those. The list in the Old Testament of faith patriarchs are almost endless. I mean, you could study and study and study for months and not be exhausted. In verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, in other words, received promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to fight the enemies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. In other words, that list, as you look at it, is what these individuals accomplished or received because of their faith. Faith is so much more than simple trust and obedience. And I want to challenge us to take a step and become more than ordinary. And again, don't take that in a negative way. Become more. And the way you do that is not in your own power, but in pursuing him for who he is. In understanding that he is the resource. He is all things. And as you pursue that, I can assure you, you will be challenged. Because I can't pursue strength in my arms by letting them hang to my side. I can't pursue health within my body without work and exercise. Neither can you understand him to his fullest without being challenged. You will be challenged, but embrace it. It is something to celebrate. In James, he talks about that we count it as a benefit, as joy. Because we get to know him. We get to be a part of who he is. Folks, I challenge us to think beyond the ordinary. To walk life beyond the ordinary. There's a quote that challenged me as I, again, years ago. It says, if you want to cultivate lasting passion for Jesus Christ, look at every moment of your day and ask whether your choices are leading you closer to him or distracting you from him. It's not just the big choices that matter. It's also the small moments that seem insignificant. That's a challenge. You know, in the last year, we have been here enjoying family, enjoying, again, a culture that we're acquainted with. A culture that's appealing. And I would say in that it's easy to become a bit more relaxed and nonchalant about who Christ is. That's not my goal. And I'm not talking about, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be in your own culture. But that's not my goal, and God has placed on our heart again to move back to Thailand. And that culture is heathen in a lot of ways. And so pray for us as we do that. My goal is to know him. And as I know him, suddenly my life will radiate who he is. And it's amazing how quickly people are gravitate towards that when they're seeking. And so as I look at my ministry, as I look at the ministry God has given us, it's not go with an agenda. It's rather go with him and allow him to birth within us, within myself, an understanding that is beyond where I am today. So God bless. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for, again, the opportunity of knowing you, of becoming more like you. In whatever we do, Lord, help us to, again, seek after you. We ask, Lord, that you build our faith, that we can walk confidently in who you are, that we can speak boldly for you, knowing that you are a God that does not change, knowing that you are a God that does have our good in mind. Lord, as we go through, again, the challenges of building our faith, building our muscle, and the whole discomfort of that, we ask for wisdom and, again, grace to walk in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.